Poll shows huge Democrat sex split over foreign workers. By Neil Monroe on February 22, 2021. Democrat women strongly oppose the corporate skilled labor importation policies that are cheered on by the majority of Democrat men, according to a poll by Rasmussen Reports. The 21-point poll gap creates a hidden split within the pro-amnesty Democrat Party that can help GOP politicians who want to win over Democrat college voters with a platform of pro-American pocketbook policies. The polling gap also revealed another vulnerability in President Joe Biden's unpopular amnesty, which includes several provisions that would allow corporations to import an unlimited number of foreign graduates for the careers needed by American graduates and their adult children. An outright majority of Democrat men say Congress should let companies import skilled foreign workers instead of hiring and training Americans, according to the January 31 to February 4 poll of 1,250 likely voters by Rasmussen Reports. The detailed data on Democrat men and women were provided by Rasmussen at Breitbart's request. The poll asked, should Congress increase the number of foreign workers taking higher-skill U.S. jobs? Or does the country already have enough talented people to train and recruit for most of those jobs? 56% of Democrat men, but just 35% of Democrat women, approved the corporate inflow. 35% of Democrat men, and 46% of Democrat women, opposed the inflow, and 19% of women declared they were not sure. There's a reason for that opposition, said Kevin Lynn, founder of U.S. Tech Workers, adding. In 1988, the percentage of women going into tech was increasing. Since the 1990s, it has been decreasing. Because H-1B visa workers have replaced at least 1 million Americans, especially American women, women have already been pushed out of tech. They don't stand a chance with a boss that is here from South Asia on a work permit, and their chance of getting ahead are zero. Overall, the corporate inflow of skilled college graduates was opposed by 61% of likely voters, including almost 80% of Republicans and roughly 65% of people who declined to associate themselves with either party. The poll's crosstabs also showed the view of conservative, moderate, and liberal likely voters. Liberal men split 54% to 39% in support of the corporate inflow, while liberal women split 39% to 40% against the inflow. 21% said they were not sure. That is a 15% sex gap with liberals. Moderate men split 35% for the inflow, 53% against, while moderate women split 19% for the inflow, 69% against. The numbers show how Democrat men have embraced extreme pro-corporate labor policies, long after GOP voters rejected President George W. Bush's Any Willing Worker labor policy. The poll also asked about attitudes towards corporate hiring of foreign workers for construction, manufacturing, hospitality, and other service work. That question showed Democrat men somewhat closer to the mainstream. The 1,250 respondents overwhelmingly opposed the unskilled inflow by 66% to 18%. Democrat men opposed the inflow 59% to 29%, while Democratic women opposed the unskilled inflow by 54% to 23%. 22% said they were not sure. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1,950's corporate nation of immigrants claim.